Hi, this is Giddy G on the Adventures in a Tuk Tuk podcast.
In today's show, we learn how to hot wire a tuk tuk. And how fast can a tuk tuk go? We have a special announcement. This show is sponsored by Waterside Calligraphy. Beautiful writing brought to life on the page. So Adventures in a Tuk Tuk has come to GS Commercials.
It certainly has. Welcome.
And Giddy G.
Yes.
Luton's favourite tuk tuk owner, aren't you?
Yes, certainly am. Four of them. Five to come.
Right, okay, that's impressive. You said five to come.
Well, one more to come
One more.
Five.
I thought you got five on order.
I wish.
So we're going into the inner sanctum now, or the spray room. Meet the owner. This is going to be a long episode because there's a lot of tuk tuks to cover here.
Certainly.
Yes. So let's talk about the Loveson.
Yes, the Loveson is a 400cc, well, it's 398cc diesel engine. Right. Produced in Mumbai for export around the world. I picked this one up a couple of months ago. Very impressed with it.
What is it about? It's about a metre longer than a sort of a Bajaj, isn't it? Would you say? A bit wider as well?
But it's certainly the same width.
Oh, right, okay.
But I'd say they're probably about 750mm longer.
Yeah. And it's a six-seater, is it?
Six plus one.
Six, seven.
So two bench seats in the back, one bench seat in the front.
One on the roof?
Oh, yeah. Put them all on the roof.
I think it's a 6 plus 9, isn't it? You can get at least 9 on the roof, wouldn't you?
I'd be happy to get 10 people in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy.
Now, I've sort of fallen in love with it because I think it would make a great vehicle for a safari or for the trip from Cairo to Cape Town. And over the next 6 months, I'll be working on Giddy here to prepare it for safari at some stage, but I'm not sure how far I'm going to get. But it is a substantial thing, isn't it?
It is. Suspension, very good suspension on it. Top shaft driven to the rear axle. Front suspension, double coil springs.
But you bought it as a photo booth, didn't you?
Yeah, photo booth. Without the engine in it, but you give me the engine as well.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes of getting back to the workshop, we certainly got the engine running.
Hence GS Commercials.
Well, that's our name of our game.
Does that mean you would sponsor me for a huge sum of money? We could do a sponsorship deal.
Well, we could sort something out.
We could negotiate over a bottle of something.
Yes.
But it's an impressive thing for, you know, as a six-seater Indian tuk-tuk. I think it has a huge amount of potential.
It has. You could do a hell of a lot with it.
Yeah. I think we discussed it earlier. It would make a great camper, wouldn't it?
It would. You've got plenty of room in the back.
Yeah.
To be able to.
And the frame, you know, to put a roof, you could put a really good roof rack on it, and because the frame is so much more substantial than a Bajaj.
Yeah.
You know, you could put a bespoke roof rack on there. You could almost put a roof tent on the top, couldn't you?
You could.
On a Bajaj or a Piaggio, I think they're just slightly, I don't like to use the word fragile, but they're not quite as robust, are they?
Not with the tubing.
No.
As the roof structure.
Yeah.
Maybe box section.
Yeah, you could easily redo that roof, couldn't you, and make it more substantial.
Wait till you see the next one.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
That gets refurbed.
Right, okay.
Adventures in a Tuk Tuk is sponsored, begrudgingly, by Waterside_Calligraphy.
So you're going to make this back into a photo booth, yeah?
No.
No?
I'm not going this one. Working with a couple of friends of mine who do drag cars.
Right.
And hopefully, if all is okay,
yeah,
this will be the fastest tuk-tuk in the world.
Oh, hello. Right. And what sort of engine are we looking to put into it?
It's whatever they want to do with it.
Right.
Because I know the one at the moment that holds it against book records was upgraded from the 400cc to the 1300.
Right.
So as in legality, that's all got to be checked out to make sure it can be done.
Right.
If it can be done, then this is what this is going to be done.
Okay.
To beat the world speed record of about 76, 78 miles an hour.
I would say that's quite capable of it with the right brakes and engine.
Yeah.
It's, I think a Thai tuk-tuk holds that record, doesn't it?
It is a Thai tuk-tuk. As a tuk-tuk is a three-wheeler, what's the difference between an Indian and a Thai?
About 400 miles.
Yeah.
That's a guess. But Shrine, you can't ignore 400 miles between the two tuk-tuks. Well, Thai tuk-tuks are basically, there's no one manufacturer, is there? There's lots of small manufacturers, and so there's no huge producer. So they just produce a lot of random tuk-tuks from different shops.
Okay.
As opposed to India, where you do have some really quite big manufacturers.
You do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there making tuk-tuks in India, but don't survive.
Yeah. Well, they're up against the big boys, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Huge, you know. I don't know how many yards make a month, but it's got to be a few thousand, hasn't it?
I think 700,000 a year.
That's a lot, you know.
And I think at all 70,000 a year.
All right, so they are
the Aston Martin of the tuk-tuks.
They are. But that one's to come. We've got that one to look at later, haven't we?
We have.
I know. That's the one you drove on the.
It is on the challenge.
On the challenge, yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
And it did do very well, even though I did have an issue with it from day one.
Yeah.
Went till we finished the tour and got it back here. Just found out it had a lot of debris in the tank, fuel tank.
Right, okay, so it's been flushed out?
Yeah, it's all been cleaned out now.
Yeah. And it goes like a dream, yeah?
Oh, certainly.
Right.
Yeah.
And your little trip the other day, no issues at all, huh?
No issues whatsoever.
Right, good. They're made to be tinkered with, aren't they?
That's it, it's one o'clock be done.
Yeah. So let's move on to your number two.
Number two.
In the museum, yeah?
Yes.
Or spray room. So this is an ARD, I believe.
ARD, yep. Same as Bajaj.
So that your turn?
Same as Bajaj.
Oh, same as Bajaj.
Yep.
Yes, it looks very similar. ARD stands for what, do we know?
I don't know.
Well, we need to research that.
Because they've actually gone out of business. Oh, it's the ARD Group.
Right.
Of India.
Right. And this has been lovingly restored, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Every nut, bolt, washer, body, chassis, wheels, everything. And engine.
What condition was it when you got it?
Very, very poor.
Okay.
It was blue in colour.
Yeah.
Rusty everywhere.
Did it run?
It did run, but now I put new steel floor pan in this.
Right.
Because that was rotting through. Yeah.
And where did you buy it from?
It was a trailer hire company. They purchased them from a company in Oxford, a taxi business.
Right.
Who had two of them imported in 2012,
yeah.
2013, to promote their taxi business in Oxford, but never followed it through. So then the guys from the trailer place in Loughborough then see them in the field. And made inquiries and said, yeah, so they purchased them from them. They never done anything with them. I see them on eBay as tuk-tuk, T-U-C, T-U-C.
Yeah.
So I thought, as a pair, made me offer, got them.
And so the other one was the...
Is another ARD.
Where's that?
That's at home as well.
So you've got another ARD.
Yeah.
And you have the...
Atul.
And the Atul as well.
At home.
Okay. It's quite a collection, really, and I'm really, really impressed. So you've got a really great paint job on this.
Yes, it's powder coated.
So it's powder coated with sort of gold.
They call it disco lights.
Okay. Yeah.
So whichever way the sun catches it, you'll always see the rainbow in the paintwork.
Yeah, it's a really nice colour. It's not, as you say, with the sun, it would really clean nicely, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
The seats upholstered with a local company.
Yeah. Are they leather or vinyl?
Vinyl.
Vinyl.
A company called Zoom Zoom here in Luton.
Okay. They've made a really nice job, haven't they?
They have. It's the first tuk-tuk they've ever done.
Yeah.
The Asian guys themselves was very impressed with it.
And what are you going to do with it?
This one, it's going to be plated for road use. There's a few more little extras I've got to do to it to get it plated. But bear that in mind all the way through whilst rebuilding it.
Yeah.
Just upgrading things to better. The braking system, where the battery is located, and it.
And what engine's in it?
It's the 198cc, is it?
Yeah. Four stroke.
Yes, four stroke.
Single cylinder, four stroke. Yeah. I think they're so much better than two stroke, aren't they?
I've never had any experience with the two strokes.
I think all that mixing of fuel would sort of hack me off.
Fuel and oil, yeah, that's a bit of a pain.
Yeah. But, you know, obviously that's another one you could purchase at some stage because you've obviously never had the experience of a two-stroke. So obviously
never, no, so there's always a chance one comes along.
There's number six.
Speak to Giddy G. I'd sure like to buy it. At the right price, that is.
At the right price, yes. Everyone has their price, don't they?
They certainly do.
Would you like to buy it, Sal? Do them up, sell them, or is that something that interests you?
Well, at the moment, I wouldn't sell anything because I want a collection.
Right.
I'm very proud of them.
You should be. They are, you know, this is just, as you said, this is just two of four. That's one more than most here. And when we get to your home, it'll be three more than most.
Well, I can have one wife
and
so many babies.
Yes.
And my tuk-tuks are my babies.
Yes, yes.
So we're going to have a big family.
Yes. And you might need to build we were speaking earlier about building an outhouse for them, extension.
Yes.
Heated, obviously.
Yes. Well, if the wife was going to let me put one in the living room when I couldn't open the garage door because it's electric.
Yeah.
And I did suggest we could put it in the living room, darling. Open the bifold doors, and she says, I knew you was going to say that. But if it comes to it, we're going to have to do that because it's not staying out.
No.
I said, I love you, darling.
I know. I'm not surprised you're married. It's just that is a marriage proposal almost, you know, without saying I love you, isn't it? But yeah, you should be proud of that one. I think it's a cracking little tuk-tuk.
Yeah, it starts on the key.
Let's hear her. Can we start? Can we hear her?
Yeah.
Ridiculous amount of miles.
This one had done 19 when I first got it,
yeah.
And the other one, one.
Three
miles. The other one's
done. That's just shocking, isn't it? They're not getting used, though, for their full potential.
The Lutzen has only ever done 2 kilometres, as it was always used as a photo booth, purchased for and modified for a photo booth. It's never ever done any work.
Which is such a shame, isn't
it? It is. I've drove it up and down in my yard here at work and loved it.
Yeah. I'm not surprised. So for anyone interested, there is photos up on the website. So go on over to adventuresinatuk-tuk.com. Right, excellent. So we're now going to drive over and see the rest of the collection. So see you in a bit.
You are listening to Adventures in a Tuk-Tuk podcast, all about the iconic auto rickshaw, the vehicle that makes you smile.
Isn't it great? You can have two parts in one place.
That's because they own so many tuk-tuks.
That little corner there would actually make a fantastic little... You could build a little lean-to there, couldn't you?
I could.
What, the four? You could actually park the four up there.
15.
Or five.
I prefer to put them in the living room.
So this is the other ARD.
It is the other ARD, and it's sat here since I've got it. I've had it running. And she runs sweet as a nut.
Are you going to do exactly what you've done with the other one?
With this one, I'm going to think about this one when I do this one, as in take these round tubes off and put aluminium or steel box section and form the roof, a better structure.
Not a canopy roof. You're going to make a roof.
I'm going to do a canopy roof, but I'd like to electric roof.
Okay, fine.
Fold back roof.
Yeah.
Do them on cars, do them on a tuk-tuk.
So it's a tuk-tuk cabriolet?
Yeah, it's going to be.
I don't think there is one of those.
A lot of plans for this one.
Right.
Because it's the last one I've got to restore I've got at the moment.
Planning on more?
Yeah.
She's not listening.
No, she's not listening. That's good.
No. Conversation got slightly, yeah, dicey last night, didn't it, when four was mentioned.
Four. Oh, she doesn't want me to get another one, but little does she know.
Do I have to cut this bit out?
No.
So it's a good way to actually bring it into life, into the conversation, isn't it, when she hears this for the first time?
Yeah, it is.
That fuel injected is on. Is
I'll
on
probably have it by the time she actually hears See. This. And she'll say, what's all this about? We'll come and have a look. It's yours.
It's the only way to do it. It happens in every marriage. A man sort of buys stuff. It turns up. But once again, for £750, it's an absolute steal and a bargain, wasn't it?
It is. Especially with, they just needed a bit of TLC.
Yeah.
And I was expecting not to be running without an engine. But when I found out they actually come with the engines, and they do run, but a bit of TLC needed, yeah, within 10 minutes of getting them both back to my yard here, I had one running. And I was really impressed, and yeah, it was this one or the other one. It was just a fuse blown. Found a fuse, it's blown, let's change it. Oh, and she's up and running.
So once again, this is a 198 four-stroke.
Yeah.
And it is all there, isn't it?
It is. Everything's there.
I actually think it looks really, really good just sitting in this setting.
Caroline loves the blue of it.
Yeah.
But I'm debating it. I wouldn't keep it a blue. I don't like the blue. I'd like to do something funky with it.
It's quite a Provence sort of blue, isn't it? It's quite a, you know.
Yeah. It's an old blue. Maybe a tradition.
The crack in the windscreen, that's just a superficial thing.
Rob from TukTuk UK has sorted all that out for me.
Yeah.
We've got a new screen, new aperture, an up-to-date aperture. Was where the indicators are on the windscreen aperture rather than the body.
Yep.
So that'll all be plated.
Yep. Colour, what do you think?
I don't know what colour yet. Because I've got a yellow canopy, I might do it yellow and green.
Do you know what? If I had one to play with, I wouldn't actually paint it. I would actually strip it back to metal.
And let it rust?
No, not rust at all. Lacquer it. Just keep it completely metal. Because they do that on scooters a lot, don't they? Sometimes you see scooters that have just been shot, blasted back to the original metalwork and then lacquered.
Okay. Well, I could actually chrome one.
You could chrome one.
Because we do hydrochroming as well.
Yeah.
So there's a possibility it could be chrome. Or it could be gold. Believe it or not, you can actually shot blast with foam. And what polishes the metal.
Yeah. It'd be an interesting exercise to actually do, wouldn't it? To actually see how you could actually get it out of it's been shot before you actually make a decision what to actually colour wise.
Yeah, well, this will be shot blasted anyway in my shot blasting room. And then from there, I'll probably decide what to do with it. But we've got to have the main structure, what we're going to do with main structure before doing any paintwork.
Time scale
on this, I would probably put 6 months on this.
Right.
We're probably already talking of getting this to work and getting it shot blasted and getting it stripped. And then before we actually strip it, decide what we're going to do, have a chat about it. Because I want to move the axle on it back slightly for 2 inches.
Yeah, just like the other one.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be doing the other one. That's going to stay as it is.
Right. So you don't really want to take the other one apart again to do that, do you?
No, that's virtually complete. And I'm happy with the look of that.
You could start your own tuk-tuk tours with all these, couldn't you, now?
I could do.
Thought about it?
No, I haven't thought about it.
You just like looking at them, don't you?
I love them.
And then you can pick one to drive in the morning?
Yeah,
You drive to work much in them?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to work this afternoon in them.
Right. Good.
Yeah.
It's a good distance.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
That's it. Makes me smile. Makes other people smile.
I think it's the perfect way to travel. We both think that, don't we?
Certainly.
Yes.
Yes.
You always on the lookout for another bargain?
Always.
Yeah. Many always. Out there at the moment?
There's loads of bargains. It's worth it at the right price.
That is the thing. And generally, tuk-tuks are overpriced on eBay.
They are very overpriced. I see one there for £3,000. Well, it's probably ready for the skip.
Yeah.
But in the right hands, that could be restored.
Yeah.
But at that sort of price, you're out costing the time you finished.
Yeah. Sort of, you do need to buy them for maybe £1,000, not a lot more.
Yeah.
To give you some margin to put back, because the ARD that you've done already, it's been a lot of work has gone into that.
A lot of man hours.
Yeah.
Had a lot of man hours.
which is the major cost of doing renovations.
If it cost me about £600 to get it powder coated, probably £200 to have the seats done, which was a bargain.
Yeah.
I mean, all the other bits and pieces I've done on it, I'm probably looking at probably £2,000 restoration.
On top of what you paid, so
yeah.
It puts it in the price bracket of what, three or four to sell, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Four, really.
Yeah.
But the new one being six.
Yeah.
Puts it about right, doesn't it?
So, yeah. They do hold their value, I must say.
That's good. Should we move on to the fourth one in the series?
Yes. Yes. Let me just see if it gets one money.
You're hot wiring this now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's any immobilizers on them, is there?
Not yet.
Oh, you will put one on, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Are they easy to fit?
Very easy.
Is this when they you see it in films and they pull the dash down at the bottom? Is this is this what they do?
Yeah.
For everyone listening, I'm now watching Giddy hotwire a tuk-tuk. That's close.
It's close. I know why, because I put a surplus tank on it at the moment. And it's sitting too light.
Do you want me to hold that up?
No, that'll be fine there now. That's getting higher than the carburetor.
Yeah. So for everyone listening, this is a masterclass on how to steal a tuk-tuk. Just talk me through that, can you?
Just so you've got two main feed wires, and you have a starter signal wire. So you connect your two main feed wires together, which gives you ignition.
Which is what you do with the blue wire there?
Yep. And then obviously from the main feeds, signal the...
There she goes. That's just fuel, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just fuel. Actually, that's quite a good thing. I'd like you to show me at some stage on mine, because if you're in the middle of nowhere and the ignition goes.
Yeah, you snap your key in the ignition.
Yeah. It's a good, it's just a good trick to know.
It isn't.
And
it is.
It's something that they don't really teach in most schools.
No. How to neck a tuk-tuk.
This is the Giddy School of motoring. So two bits of wire and you can actually... You could start. Let's not ruin the steel. Start.
Yes.
Most old cars.
Yes.
So I'm trying. I just like you to show me, because I just think it's
straightforward. Straightforward things like this is you've got to connect your both feeds together.
Yeah.
To give you ignition, then you'll have a third wire being your signal to the starter motor. So that's all the key is doing, is just putting the signal over to the starter to start.
So technically, you could take the key out and just have a flip switch.
Yeah.
Which takes away the key.
Yeah. All this one has got. Is ignition, so you just turn the ignition on. So basically, what that's doing is putting the two lives together, connecting the live over to the main ignition live, and then you got a push button to be able to start, which is taking a live and sending it through to the start signal.
Okay,
and there she goes.
I'm gonna learn that, because every man should learn how to hotwire a car.
Right,
let's move on. You could have your own chateau here as well. I could do,
but I don't like wine.
I was thinking you could make time for Caroline. You could have your own press and everything, couldn't you?
She's got more time in her hands than me.
Yeah. We're working on that.
She can do it herself.
We're now at the atoll, just about to start the atoll.
She's looking sweet, sounds sweet.
She is. It's my baby.
The Atoll Gemini.
Gemini, yeah.
And that's a particular make of the Atoll, is it?
It is, yes. And this one is called Tuk Tuk Giddy G.
I think it's a very good name.
My first brand new one. Very impressed with it.
And where did you buy that from?
A guy called Steve. That's all I know.
That's all you need
and
to
it
know,
wasn't
it?
Steve in Southampton.
And why was he selling? Do we know?
I'd seen it on the internet, and I tried to find it again, so I couldn't find it. So I went through my history, found it, got the phone number, gave him a call, placed the order, delivered.
Right.
Job done.
Brand new?
Brand new.
Right.
Okay. 2020.
Right. So yep. Indian made again?
Yes, Indian made.
Yes. So obviously imported?
Yes.
You've made the doors?
Yes.
Which look really, doors. Really smart.
Made
were that. Were the butterflies on there before? When I
no,
saw
I vinyl cut them out at work.
Yes, I saw the vinyl in your office.
Yeah, that's what cuts me payslip out as well.
So you can cut any graphics, any names, any colours, any just anything really.
Yeah. If you haven't got the tools to do it, you can't do it.
No.
And if you've got the tools to do it, you can do it.
No, I think so where did the design come from? Who designed that?
Find it on eBay. On the internet.
Right.
As a silhouette. Slightly adjust it to what I want it.
So just a little computer software program.
Yeah, software.
No, and the stars did the same?
Yeah, done them same. Just pick a shape out, do it, cut it out of chrome, vinyl, and cut it out of blue, make them slightly smaller, stick over the top so it gives you the 3D look.
And the Drag Tech Customs, they're the ones that are...
They're the friend of mine who want to be part of the fastest Tuk Tuk team.
Okay.
So they'll be producing the engine for that.
I think we should do many podcasts. We should go and do follow-ups from there every time it goes in.
Yes.
I should come down and do some follow-ups and see how we go with that. And where do you think the attempt is going to be made?
That is all early stages at the moment, but that's the plan.
In this country?
Yes. Hopefully we'll be able to hire Luton Airport out for their stretch.
Just go in there with
on
your
a down day.
I wouldn't tell him if I were you. I would just turn up, you know. Oh, it's not a plane. It's a tuk-tuk flying down the motorway or down the runway. Oh, that'd be just amazing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it really
and
would.
And a great place to do it.
It would.
Yeah. And of course, if the world is on shutdown, they're not using the runway much, are they?
No, they don't use it at night time anyway, so we could always do it at night.
1 year or 2 years?
Probably a 2 to 3 year.
Oh, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
A long-term thing.
But I won't smash the record by much. Just wanted to just top it.
So if anyone decides to have another go...
Then top it again. Or is more for room for it.
So the record at the moment is
76 or 78 miles per hour.
That doesn't seem too insurmountable to get past.
No, not really. Not when you actually drive these. When you first start to drive these, you think, oh, that's a bit fast. I'm scared. And once you get used to driving them, when you're doing 40 miles an hour, it's nothing. It's like you're walking. So,
120, 130k an hour.
Double it, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd be hanging on for dear life, wouldn't you?
No.
It'll be well balanced.
Yeah.
Nitrogen in the tyres?
No. Yes, nitrogen filled tyres will always have to be.
Bit wider? Would you change the wheels?
Yeah, I would change the wheels.
So they'd be sort of much wider wheels.
Bit more rubber on the ground.
Yeah. Slicks? Slicks?
No.
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 Because if anything's going to wobble, it's going to be the front end, isn't it?
It would be. So you'd obviously have stabiliser on the steering. Yep. Like you do on the ARDs. There is a stabiliser. I don't know if you've got it on your Tuk Tuk. You can adjust it.
Right. Yes. Is that just underneath there?
Yeah, just underneath the actual handlebars.
Yes. That's what that is it?
Yeah.
A stabiliser.
Yeah. You can have it on friction, so it's a bit more stiffer on the steering.
Yeah, and that stops the wobble.
It stops the wobble, yeah.
Sometimes when I take my hands off just for a second, it just goes, doesn't it? And you think, am I going to make it out of this spin?
Sometimes it's very hard to drive one-handed.
Yes.
But when you get used to them, you can actually just let go of the throttle. And you can do it.
Automatic pilot would be good, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about putting a...
If you want an autopilot in there, just put the wife in there and sit in the back.
Good answer for everything. And it's a good answer. And quite... And not sexist at all.
No.
I do like the way the... brake cylinder is in behind there.
On the Bajaj, it's on the front then. It's just about slightly, you know. Did you move that?
No, that's our standard. I think they could do with lowering the pedal a bit further down.
It is high, isn't it?
It is very high pedal.
Could you adjust that? Could you make that work?
Not really, because obviously by the time you put your foot on there...
You'd have to have a hole in the... You'd have to make a hole in the pan, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it just means you haven't put the eel on the centre console there.
Yeah. When you get the Bajaj, how it's going to...
Compare.
Feel, yes. And which one you will choose and
to
go out in, and which one you leave home.
But going on the challenges, on the challenge we did in Wales, it was to see some of them, I thought they look really nice. Yeah, I really like them.
Yeah.
And then I just come back into mine. Mine's mine.
Yeah.
And it's just having the choice.
I think it's great to see the whole range of tuk-tuks out there, whether it's a Piaggio, an Atil, an ARD. It makes no difference. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
A lot of people do comment on the seats, how nice the seats look compared to the Judgy, which are brown seats.
Yeah.
I think they could up them a little bit better. Because brown's brown, and if you wanted black seats, you know, you've got to purchase black seats. That's standard, they become brown.
This was done by the same people that did your ARD?
No, these have not been refurbed, these
seats. Oh, this is how it comes.
This is how it comes, yeah.
The white stitching looks good.
It is very nice. But it's like a 3+1. But this one's registered as a 2+1.
Right.
Why? I don't know.
And we spoke about yesterday about the carburettor.
Yes.
What injector does this have in it? Is it a 60, did you say, or have you upgraded it?
This is. I'm going to upgrade the main jet to a 90. They do put a 60/70 in the petrols. In the LPGs, they put a 80. But I'm going to stick a 90 jet, a main jet in, and see what happens.
Would any carb take a different size jet? If anyone out there listening who has a tuk-tuk and wants to upgrade, thinks it's a little bit slow on the hills, and to put a slightly bigger jet into their carb, that's a pretty standard procedure, is it?
It is, just taking the bowl off the bottom, it's unscrewing your main jet, screwing your next jet in, and trying it, and maybe adjusting the airflow.
Because it would upset the airflow slightly.
It would upset it. I'm not done it as yet, so I can't really say if it will work or wouldn't.
So we're going to use you as a guinea pig, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Just to, you know, I'm not for more speed.
No. More bottom end?
Just to get you up their mills, probably a bit quicker time.
Yeah, because they do die, don't they?
They will die going up a hill.
And this is, what CC is in this?
205 or two, I'm pretty certain it's 205.
Yeah, because you were fairly quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly because...
I think I was on my own as well. I was solo.
Yeah.
Which gives me a bigger advantage, but it wasn't a race.
No, definitely wasn't a race. No.
But I did have a fuel issue with this from the very start, but I just carried on with it. And when I got it back to the workshop and took the fuel tank off, there was a bit of debris in the fuel tank, in the pre-filter, which was changed as well. Another spark plug, and she runs sweet as a nut.
Right, okay. And this is one you're going to take this morning?
I'm going to take it to work this morning with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't really take the other one.
Sun's out, tuk-tuk's out.
That was a stupid question. I'm sorry about that. I'm only an amateur at this podcasting. Yeah, being the other one, you had to hotwire. You know, it seems a bit pointless taking that one. But that would be the more exciting one to take, wouldn't it?
It would.
And one day you'll have to.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, just hotwire up and take it down. Yeah. You may need some backup.
That's all down to the wife losing the paperwork and the keys.
Can't say that live.
She's put it down somewhere.
So it's safe, but we don't know where it is.
It is in the house somewhere.
It's a big old house, though, isn't it?
It is a big house.
It could be anywhere. Yeah. It's looking at the garage there is, I also like the fridge freezer sign on there.
Yes.
That definitely works in my world. For anyone listening, I know it's not video, Tuk-Tuk Challenge Wales 2020. Yeah, I'm sorry they didn't turn up in time.
That's all right.
But
it'd have been nice to have them beforehand to advertise it a bit more. But with it being the first one, you always learn from your mistakes.
So shall I, when we finally get, I need to design one for Exmoor Dartmoor Bodmin, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, already. And so we can put it in our after Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll do that, yeah?
Yeah, let's get it on there. People are going to start asking about it.
Yeah.
People are going to look forward to following.
Yeah.
And go from there.
I'll work on that. I reckon you get 1, 2, 3, I reckon you get 6 in there.
Yeah, get the wife's running machine out.
Yeah. Does she use it?
Not at the moment.
Right.
No.
But that could go somewhere else.
She's only got one leg.
Is that the reason she wears long trousers? Yeah, it doesn't need to be in there, does it?
No, that don't. No, no, but she did say, mention about converting this into a garage as well.
Oh, what have we got here? Let's go through the...
It's what we call my building shaft.
This is called going through the door. We're going through the door. Oh, my word, we've got more stuff in. And we've got empty wine bottles.
You don't drink a lot.
It's a very small box. That's all I can say. Tuk-tuk garage.
Yeah. Or could just extend it a little bit to put a running machine in it. And that's my garage.
Well, that seems a much more sensible option. Yeah. There's no reason why you can't run in the open air, is there?
She could do.
Well done, didn't say a lot. You just like making shit, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. Giddy-giddy-g, making shit.
Yeah. It's like Rusky Welch shit, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
Giddy make shit.
Giddy make shit, yeah. Yeah. That's it, yeah. But no, perfect. I personally, I think you're dead right. Out.
Yeah, out.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's in the conversation, huh?
Yeah. Oh, we've only moved in here, what, 2.5 years?
You haven't got a drone, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a drone?
I've got a drone, yes.
Oh, that's a stupid crush. James, you stupid man.
You've been sleeping on it all night. It's underneath the bed.
What drone is it, Matt?
It's a GoPro Karma.
Right.
It's quite a big plane, big drone.
Does that have sort of anti... Would it stop itself flying into a tree?
No, it doesn't.
Right.
That's the only thing I'm not happy about. It hasn't got sensors on it.
Do you use it much?
Not really.
No? Do we need to get it out and play one day with some tuk-tuks?
Maybe.
Okay. Oh, you're not confident on that, are
you? Well, I haven't had much practice in it. Because, you know, you turn it one way, it goes the other.
Oh, right.
Because I've turned it around the one way. So I generally do it around the garden and have a little video around the garden when it's nice and sunny.
But it's not building shit, is it? It's actually another technical thing, isn't it?
It yeah. is. You're, it's learning.
It's learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if it's out there to get, well, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. I keep mentioning these things, and you always say, I think, I know, you haven't got this.
Come on, come up with something I ain't got. Come on.
I'm just going to text you random shit from now on and say, have you got this? No. Although we did find something last night, didn't we? Because it was actually written down for your birthday, wasn't it?
Oh, a woodworker's vice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't got. Somewhat for.
It obviously was a very important moment because Caroline just wrote it down immediately. Because I would say you're an incredibly difficult chap to buy for Christmas and birthdays.
Yeah.
Well, Giddy, it's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Meet the owner of four. I'm not sure am I ever going to better that? Well, I'll come back and see you. You'll have five.
Yeah, we'll have five.
Yeah. When do you reckon that's happening?
Probably end of September. So we're there now. Bob's over in Italy at the moment. So I don't know if they've been...
Sort of a 10, is it a 10-day thing in Italy? 9, 10 days?
I think it is.
Yeah.
A week, I think it is.
Yeah, with a flight either end.
Yeah.
So sort of 9, yeah.
So whether it's going to be the end of this month, we're nearly at the end anyway, or beginning of the next month.
Do we need an excuse to go to Manchester?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I don't think we do need an excuse. We can just go and see what comes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go.
We don't need an excuse. Yeah. We just go.
We can just go.
Just go. And actually, we can film it then. And do some...
Yeah, we could actually get a train up there and then drive on back.
Oh, hello. That's a marvellous idea.
Yes, yeah. I think it's
great. Would you like some company?
Yeah, of course, I always want company.
And we'll do we can do some live feeds on the way down.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you're hammering down the M6.
Yes.
So is it Corley Services?
It is, yes.
Or Knutsford?
Well, I was when I was taking this to Wales in my van, so I had live WhatsApp location with 60 friends of mine on a group.
Right.
And they was messaging me, are you nuts? 80 miles an hour in a tuk-tuk down the M6. I said, you really don't know. It's in the back of my van.
You're the most impressive about the thing you just said there. You've got 60 friends.
Oh, God, that was just a selection.
Oh, was it? Oh, they were the chosen few, were they?
Yes. There's lots of people saying, oh, why didn't you add me? I can only think for so many. And it comes to 60, I thought, that's enough.
That's enough. That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive. You know, to keep 60 friends on the go. I have probably six.
You know, well, when we have a party here, you know, we could have 130 people there, and people say, how do you know so many friends?
I know when you're having this party because I'll hear the sound system in Loughborough.
Oh, you would. Hey, you'll be here.
I will be here.
You'll be here. You'll be invited.
I will come down in the tuk for that.
Yes.
Well, see how many people are getting in tuk-tuks, can we?
I'd like to see that. How many people can we actually get in and it keep going? Bit like tractor pulling, isn't it? Tug pulling.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be just a rendezvous point, couldn't it? We could say everyone from around the country, meet at Giddy's.
Yeah. Got plenty of big enough garden to put everything.
But you've got to turn up in your tuk.
Yeah, you've got to come in and tuk.
Tuk party. Tuk party.
Yeah.
There's an idea.
A tuk-in party.
It's an offer I can't refuse.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on. Let's go home. It's time to go home. I have to leave. I have to go home.
I'm going to go to work.
Been a pleasure, Giddy.
It has been a pleasure meeting you again, James.
And
we shall keep in touch. And
yes, well, hopefully we can get up. We'll see each other in the next couple of weeks, hopefully, and get up to Manchester.
Yes. And pick up your new tuk-tuk that the wife doesn't know.
Did I tell you there was a live feed coming off this? She's going through. She'll be coming through that door in a minute.
You're rolling pin.
Okay, see you soon.
Take it easy, James.
Okay, bye.
Thank you to Giddy and Caroline for their wonderful hospitality. For more details on anything you have heard in this or any other episode, please go to my website, adventuresinatuktuk.com. If you would like to be a guest on the show, please email me at followthetuktuk@outlook.com. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. This has been a C&P production for Adventures in a Tuk-Tuk.